Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save the world in despair. Who really cares?
Stand up
try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. You lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady, and you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie. My country is full of lies. We are all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust nobody anymore. They keep on saying go slow. That's just the trouble. Desegregation. Mass participation. Unification. Do things gradually.
Everyone, welcome to Drive Home Connection on Thursday night. This show is alert, and it's with Brother Ray. Brother Ray, are you with me?
Passionate. How are you, dear?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
Oh, I'm alive and well. Thank God for that.
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely. Well,
tonight we have an alert.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I say your opening was great. Save the children.
Thank you.
We save the children, we'll save ourselves. And Mississippi,
yes.
Goddamn. It's back again, y'all. I mean, maybe this is what it takes to wake our people up. Maybe this is what it takes to wake God's people up. Let them see, hear, and understand what's going on. Our children are being raped, murdered, incarcerated. Poisoned, and it's time to take a stand, a spiritual stand, and as we say, with the People's Grassroots Assembly, that it's time to take a stand. It's time for us, people who call ourselves children of God, take a stand for what we know to be truth, justice, and righteousness for humanity. That's why we did the drum call. The drum call went out 2 years ago, almost 3 years now. We've been drumming 3 o'clock every Sunday, a synchronized drum around the planet. It's being picked up by other people around the world who understand the drum and what it means. Those who don't understand it, we'll share that with you so that you can begin to learn what this drum means. The drum itself is the heartbeat of humanity. It is the first beat that we hear in our mother's womb. It's the beat of the heart. It is also the beat of the planet by the creator of the universe. It is the beat that wakes us. And if we understand how our ancestors used that drum, they used it to communicate with one another before television and radio and telephones and all of that. And they used it also to communicate with the creator. So when we felt that call, when we put that call out, those who understood it jumped on it right away, and they started drumming every Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's taken off wonderfully. Our so-called Native Americans are drumming 3 o'clock Sunday with us. Not all of them, but some, just like with us. Some of us, not all of us, but we are drumming all over the planet and asking and praying. And asking for divine intervention, And also, I've asked them to sing, lift every voice and sing, till earth and heaven ring. Lift every voice and sing, till earth and heaven ring. And we're sending that out to in English, of course, and you'll sing it in your language, in the language of the country that's doing it. And as a matter of fact, there's some in China who are doing this as well. Of course, the continent of the motherland is doing it, the nations there who are doing it, and it's growing. So that's what we are. That's what this is all about, just trying to push the word of God, one, and to show the world that this is a spiritual warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. And it's a spiritual warfare. We're coming together to address the needs of God's people.
We are. And that's what we have to do. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes. Go ahead.
Well, just to say that we're going to have a guest tonight, a friend of mine who asked to come in and share his the way he does things, the way he brings it together, I think is beautiful. And I think that he will be an influence to a lot of folk who don't never get a chance to hear this part of the struggle. And now that Jackson, Mississippi has come into play again, because we've been through that Jackson, Mississippi. I've done a lot of voter registration there back in the day with Dr. King and the Civil Rights Movement, SCLC. And, you know, I'm very familiar with that area. And, of course, it's the same thing all over the country. And what's going on in Jackson, Mississippi, if you don't know, there's a water issue there where the water has been poisoned, just like it was done in Flint, Michigan, just like it was done in Detroit and in Memphis and in every black community throughout this country that has been attacked one way or another by this system, either through its food, its water, or its policemen who attacked us, and we were told, and I think we'll hear that later on, why these things are happening and how we're going to address them. So to open this program with Save the Children, and then with Nina Simone, just doing Mississippi Goddamn. We need to take a whole program to deal with that Mississippi Goddamn with Nina Simone, because she was such a great influence back in her day on this movement. And there are a lot of things you didn't know about that movement. A lot of our so-called entertainers were involved with it, even at the expense of losing their careers because they took a stand. And what we've come up with now is, okay, we've got to take a stand for them and for our future. I hope that the listeners tonight will listen very carefully to what you're about to hear and to, you know, when time comes to comment on it, make a comment, and then make a contribution to what we're trying to do. We need your help to do this. And so we're asking you if you would contribute to our cause or to the cause of the people. We need to do so many things. We need flyers. We need communications. We need a lot of things that we have to do. We'll put out and pull together. Because I see that one of the things that the enemy has used against us was divide and conquer. They've used it very well. And we're beginning to understand that we got to come together, put our little differences aside, come together and face this enemy, because he's an enemy to all of us if we understand, mm-hmm. you know, what's truly going on. So that, you know, I just give honor to you and to Dry Bones for doing this kind of a program, educational program, and give people another perspective of what's going on. And hopefully they will see the power that we're looking for is right within us. And all we need to do is come together.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we can, anything else you wanted to bring up before we start bringing our guests in? I will say this.
No, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm waiting for you.
Okay. Well, one thing I want to say is that we challenged the Dade County government 3-4 years ago about the water here in Miami, Florida. That's where we are, in Miami, Florida, Dade County, Florida. And we asked them then to remove the toxins from our water, the arsenic and the fluoride and the other chemicals that are in our water that are altering our mind, will alter our thinking, and create problems among the people. There is a way to clean the water up without forcing people, the rich who go to private companies to filter their water in their homes, but they don't tell the people that the water that we use in our homes is contaminated. In some places, you can smell it. You can smell the chemicals, or you can smell the contamination. And so we challenged them, of course. It was ignored. And we also challenged them on the antennas that were placed in black communities over Dade County. Basically, the first one that they planted in Liberty City, we forced them to take it down because of a group of elderly people who came together and went to the county commission and protested the antenna. And, of course, it was taken down. But I might add that it was a sister of a black congresswoman who introduced the bill that passed to make it a felony to protest the antennas. And as a result, these antennas are everywhere, all over the place, and they're in disguise. You don't even know they're antennas, but they're there. And they are controlling mind control. And this is all federal government information that we passed out to try to get people to understand what was happening to us and why we had so many problems among our people. And it's been discovered that it does come through some of these attacks, some of these systems that are being used to keep us confused and separated, divided, and in trouble. So we've done a lot of work. A lot of more work that needs to be done. And in my opinion, the only way to do this work and get it together is to organize. And I say organize, we need to have our own approach, our own information. And that's why we started the People's Grassroots Assembly, that we would come together, write down our own agenda, what the issues are in our community from among our people, standing that change does not come from the top down. It comes from the bottom up. And we've got to now wake up, stand up, and bring this change up to the top. They're supposed to represent us, and if they did what they were supposed to do, we wouldn't be in the shape we're in today. So if you understand that, listeners, if you understand what we're saying, then we urge you, please join us as we organize our people to address these issues. We are free. We want our freedom. So we are free. We just got to organize and come together and take a stand. So with that, I'll introduce our speaker, if you're ready.
Yes.
Okay. John, are you there? If you are, punch one, if we can get through. You know, we've had this problem before.
Yes. And my call dropped like 5 times just when the song was playing. Can you give me area code?
He's in, I have to look at it. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on. What I'll do is patch him in if I can get to it.
Okay. Okay, just a moment, folks, while Brother Ray is getting, said Brother John on the call, alert that we're speaking of is in Mississippi, and it is House Bill 1020.
Yeah, you and think you can read that? Can you read part of that until we can get him in?
Yes, I can.
So a lot of folks don't understand. I know I didn't know about it till you call and inform me that that's just taking place. So a lot of folks are not aware that it's happening.
Okay, wait a minute. What I have is not too good. Let me see another one. 1 second, folks.
Well, the gist of it was that the government, along with the federal government, have trying to usurp elected officials in Jackson, which is a black mayor in a black community. And
yes.
It appears that they, It appears that they are trying to usurp it. Okay, let me try to reach him. I'll just put you guys
okay.
on hold.
Okay. Well, lawmakers in Mississippi are at odds over a bill that will create an unelected state-appointed court system in a district within Jackson, a majority black city, with some concern that the move smacks of a modern-day Jim Crow. The Republican-controlled Mississippi House of Representatives passed a bill, House Bill 1020, last week to expand the Capitol Complex Improvement District, a defined area within Jackson, and create a separate court system within the city, which is 83% black, according to the United States Census. That two offices, both of which are currently held by black officials, would entirely appoint. CNN has not been able to determine the ethnic makeup of the current CCID, but Representative Trey Lamar, the bill's sponsor, says that under the legislation that passed the State House to expand the district will be about 55% black. The bill passed that the House 76-38, primarily along party lines, and now heads to the state Senate, where the Republicans hold a 36-16 majority. So you see, this bill looks like it's going to pass in the Senate as well. Some lawmakers, like Lamar, says the new measure is needed to address Jackson's growing crime problem. But state Democrat leaders say efforts like this are about control, not about helping the people of Jackson. If the bill becomes law, Mississippi Supreme Court Chief Justice Michael Randolph could appoint judges and Attorney General Len Fitch. I'm sorry, I don't have my glasses on. Would appoint prosecutors, unlike in other areas of the state where judges and prosecutors are elected. Both Randolph and Fitch are white. The Mississippi House Democratic Caucus said in a statement on January 31st, House Bill 1020 is a racist, unconstitutional power grab. It is control of a city masquerading as concerns for its citizens. They assert that this bill follows a pattern we've all become all too familiar with. Starve a community of much-needed resources, blame black leaders for incompetence, attempted takeover. Brother, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Are you ready, or do you need me to continue?
Well, no. As long as I wanted that piece to get out, I want people to understand what you just read.
Okay.
It's a bill by the. It came from through the Congress. Is that right?
It's a house.
House. Okay. Is it gone to the Senate as yet?
Yes, it's going to the Senate.
Okay. I didn't know about it until you informed me, and I know that there are people who don't understand that these kinds of things are going on. These are racist bills. These are racist regulations and laws that they've always had, and they're trying to continue. But I think now we're beginning to understand that we have a power to put a stop to this kind of stuff, and there are ways to do it. And I would like to just share with the listeners what I think and what my experience has been in the civil rights movement, so-called, a battle that we won hands down. We're no longer in a civil rights struggle, y'all. This is a human rights struggle. These racists have got to be dealt with. So what we're saying is that we were taught very well by Martin Luther King Jr. and that civil rights movement what to do when we got to this point. There are a couple of things that we think that will be effective in causing change. One would be to, for everyone on this call somebody in your family, in your community, in your city, in your state, and ask them to call or text or send a message to their representative, those who are supposed to represent them, and ask them not to support this racist bill. And once you've done that, hopefully we can get enough of you to do that. And it's just a matter of finding out who represents you. If you don't know, call, you know, your center, your community, your mayor's office. They will have to tell you that. You have election offices all over this country. Call them. Find out who your representative is. Send them a message. The next message is, once we've done that, they respond, or even if they don't, if they don't respond, even if they do respond, it's time to stop putting our money in their hands. So if we can collectively do a selective spending, in other words, we've been saying it forever, Christmas is coming, hold your money. Don't stop buying the stuff that enriches them. Money rules in all matters. So if we all decided at one time we're not going to go to Walmart and buy nothing, or we're not going to go to any of the institutions, the financial institutions in our community, what would happen if we all decided we're not going to drive our cars for the next week? What do you think would happen with the gasoline if we decided to do that? And I think nobody can stop that. But, you know, if we do it, it will work. And that goes with just about every institution among us, because money rules in all matters. And they're trying to control it now by changing these financial laws. But we have to make move. We have to move together and understand that. Now, let me also say that it's not a black-white issue. It's a wrong and right issue, because there are people of goodwill who will support this system because they realize that what affects me indirectly affects them, and what affects them indirectly affects me. So when we understand that, we can make a change in this system. But at the same time, we must organize ourselves and support our own organizations, those organizations that we have selected, those organizations that we have voted in, or create those organizations and vote for our own people in our own community, and not participate in their election. And this is where I get in trouble, but I say, let's get enough of us to not participate in theirs, but establish our own, then we will have our own voice. They are not representing us. They never have, and they never will. They want to rule. They want to play God over us and control our lives and enslave us, and they're doing a heck of a job of it. And if we don't move now, they will complete their mission. We'll have to complete ours. Okay.
Yeah.
Put that little piece in there. So here we are.
Yeah. And we're in a dangerous state right now, because if this passes in Mississippi, you know, I'm sure it is spread. I mean, because this will spread, that they can come into any area and say, well, it's black controlled and you're not doing your job, so we're coming in and we're going to replace it.
Yeah, but they can't
my
do that if we organize.
Right.
Yeah.
But my concern is, Brother Ray and everyone, is that this is against the Constitution. How are they able to go in and do this?
Well, they don't have a respect for the Constitution. They don't have respect for treaties that they've signed. So we have to understand that, you know. They are a evil, wickedness, and high places. You know, we know what that means. We know who they are. You know, we are just voting for them and supporting them and seeing how great they are, and they're selling us down the tube every day, smiling in your face and stabbing you in the back. We get these words. We get it all the time. So it's time to wake up. Time to wake up, and it's got to be an organized effort to address it. They have to feel this. They got to feel the fact that we're not spending money with y'all anymore till you wake up and you do the right thing. And we can do that, you know. Our people are losing their homes. These insurance companies are robbing us every day. So let's not support these insurance companies. Stop giving them your money. Okay, well, I got to drive my car. Yeah, you got to drive your car. But we have laws that they are not paying attention to. So who are these people? And how are they getting away with what they're doing? They're getting away because we are not responding or standing up together to address it. And we can no longer allow them to separate us, divide us, and kill us off one by one. Dr. King understood that. That's why he put the Poor People's Campaign together. He said to the Appalachian whites and to the poor whites, hey, we don't have a problem with you guys. You're not our problem. The problem is coming from the top down. The people at the top make money off of our misery. They make everything, they put everything together for themselves. They don't look out for the people, you know, and it's very clear now. Now, some are saying it's going to get worse, and until it gets worse, it's going to be difficult to get the people to come together. I don't think so. I think it's going to work. I think because of these kinds of programs, the people are beginning to wake up slowly. I think the drum call is waking us up. All over the world, people are standing up. You're not hearing about it because the same people who are doing this to us control our news media, so you don't get this on the 6 o'clock news. And that's why it's so important to have these kinds of programs where we can hear what's going on in our communities and on our streets across the world. So we have our guest is here, but I see they're getting a bunch of getting some calls in who want to respond to what's been said. Is that right? Is that what I'm seeing?
Well, the people are here. No one has raised their hand up yet because everyone is being respectful, and we're waiting for the guest, and we're waiting for you.
Okay, well, here we go. John, are you here?
I'm here.
Okay, people, I want to introduce you to Rock Truth City Soldier, John Burton, Miami, Florida.
Well, absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here. And first, let me thank you, Ray and Ms. Antoinette, for the opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you, especially during this so-called Black History Month. Okay.
Yeah.
And I've had a long-term friendship with Brother Fauntroy through the years. Struggled side by side.
Yes.
But now, the message that I have is that, first of all, Rock Truth is it's a ministry of sorts. It's more based in history and scriptural history, as they are intertwined with each other, as we should all know. Now, and based on this premise that according to the scripture, it said that the people, that Israel, would be brought to a nation at the ends of the earth, okay? A nation of fierce countenance, a nation that had no regard for the young or for the old. Now, there's only one group of people that has been brought to this hemisphere in this manner by slave ship, naked and one of all things. And that describes the people that are known as Israel. So we are biblical Israel in every sense of the word, and I can prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt. First of all, there are no immigration papers for our ancestors coming here to this nation. Now, the nations of the Europeans, when they came here, they came through Ellis Island and other different places, so there's documentation. But for us, for our forefathers, we were brought here in captivity and by force. We didn't choose to be here, but we are here. And our Creator, who created us specifically as was stated in Matthew in chapter 10, when our King, and I call him by the name Yahushua. I don't like to use the name Jesus because that has a different connotation. Although I know Many of you lovingly refer to him by that name. His true name was Yahushua, and I refer to our Heavenly Father, his name as being Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahushua, Father and Son, okay? Now, many of you feel more comfortable saying God, but I don't feel comfortable with that because of the fact that when the Romans, who were pagans, tried to suppress the teachings and the knowledge of the children of Israel, couldn't defeat them. They tried putting them in the Colosseums, but they weren't able to overcome them. And so as a result, they said, well, if we can't beat them, we will incorporate them. And trying to incorporate them into our system, they took many of the things that belonged to us and made it theirs. When I say that, with the Romans, the one that they called the God of over all gods, the God of creation, they called him Apollo, and he was represented by the sun. Okay, so now they made Sunday the day of worship rather than the Sabbath day. Okay, so when you're worshiping on Sunday and you're only using the term God, in essence, what you're doing is you're calling out to Apollo, not to our Heavenly Father Yahweh. The Sabbath is given to our Heavenly Father Yahweh. Sunday is given by the Romans to their god Apollo. Okay? And they created a religion that was like unto our beliefs in our Heavenly Father and in our Heavenly Father's only begotten Son, who is our king, the king of Africa, America, the king of Africa of the diaspora. His name is Yahushua. But many of you, as I said before, lovingly refer to him as Jesus. But his true name is Yahushua. See, when you're talking about the gods of the Romans, you're talking about Apollo, who was the father, and his son was called Mithras. Okay, now Mithras was the son of Apollo. So on Sunday, when you're talking about father and son, if you're not calling out the name, you know, without knowledge, you can be calling, you can be worshiping someone else and not realizing it. But anytime you say the name of the God that you serve, you know exactly who you're speaking about. So for those reasons, I just use those two names. I don't want to offend anyone, but, you know, everything is based on truth. Now, the brother Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 3, he said, the ox knows his place, and the donkey knows the master's crib. He said, but Israel does not know, who does not consider. So in other words, here we are as African-Americans, Africans of the diaspora that are spread throughout this hemisphere. You know, we're not Jamaican, we're not Haitian, we're not American, we're not Mexican or Brazilian or any of those. We're still the children of Israel, regardless of what region we were born in. Okay? Now, curiously enough, the nations that brought us into slavery in this hemisphere were the nations that made up the old Roman Empire. Okay, whether it was Portugal, Spain, France, England, Holland, Italy, they were all involved in the slave trade that brought children of Israel out of Al-Kebulon, which many of you refer to as Africa, to this hemisphere. So here you have a people that have been brought to this hemisphere and are living under subjection to a revised form of the Roman Empire, which exists today. Okay? So now here we are. We're trying to integrate ourselves into the Roman Empire. We're trying to get fair treatment into the Roman Empire. Okay? But we are trying to put ourselves back in the same condition that our Heavenly Father brought us out of when he brought us out of Egypt. He said, I brought you out of Egypt to serve me. He said, if you serve me, then, like in Deuteronomy in chapter 28, he said that if you diligently hearken to Yahweh thy God to observe and do all the commandments which I command thee this day, that Yahweh thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. He said, and in verse 9 of that same chapter, it said, Yahweh shall establish thee a holy people unto himself as he has sworn unto thee. And we see that the truth that's being brought out even in this nation is being brought out by the children of Israel. Look at every investigation that's going on, or the investigation that went on of the past administration. You have Benny Thompson with the January 6th committee, who was, Benny Thompson is a son of Israel. You have Fannie Willis in Georgia, a daughter of Israel. You had, I forget the lawyer. There are two lawyers up in New York, both of them. One is the son of Israel, one is a daughter of Israel. And we are bringing in the truth before the nation. We're bringing the truth before this nation, the United States, and everything that we do in the United States reflects all around the world because we are in the belly of the beast. Now, it is important for us to understand who we are so that we stop going to Pharaoh asking him to do right, okay? This Roman Pharaoh, you know, first it was Pharaoh, then it was Caesar. So we need to stop going to Caesar and asking him to do right within his own government. This is his game, and he's not going to do right. And his institutions are built on our suppression. I'll give you an example. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 3, when it said that the ox knows his place and the donkey knows a master's crib, he said, but Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. What it's saying is that we would be in a situation where we didn't know who we were or who we are or where we belong, okay? And that's the same situation that we look at here with our sort of incarceration or our exile here in this hemisphere. You know, we've been striving for 400 years to try to get equality and integration into the system. But we are the children of Israel, but we don't know it. Nor have we even taken the time to consider that all of the things that we go through is not because of what they call racism and prejudice and bigotry. All of that is part of that's part of the game. You know, that's part of the shell game that they're running on us. And as long as we remain mired in that, you can't get to the truth. But the thing is, we are the children of Israel. And if you are going to make any change in this nation and any change in the world, we need to stop going to Pharaoh and do like our ancestors did back in Egypt. They stopped taking their burden directly to Pharaoh. They took it to our Heavenly Father. And our Heavenly Father said, I heard the cries of Israel. And then he sent Moses. Okay? So the protests that we do, the things that we see that upset us, all of this is written in the scripture that would be brought against us. That's why in Matthew 24, it said, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. He said, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets that were before you. In other words, what went on back then under Rome is going on right now under the new Rome. It's still Rome. It's still the same nations that made up the Roman Empire that are bringing the persecution, that have institutionalized oppression and persecution against us. And we are accused of many things falsely. But the reason that this is being done is that we are a testimony. Right now we are testifying before a grand jury that is not made up of earthly and women. Okay, we're not testifying before a state grand jury. We're not testifying before a federal grand jury. We're testifying before the grand jury of our Heavenly Father and all the angelic hosts and all of the angelic realm that was present during the time when we, as a people, as Israel, first ratified our own constitution. And we're told that if we break the law, we would be brought back into a form of Egypt. Now, in the United States, after the Revolutionary War, when they got ready to set up the government, and these are the things that affect us now, but when they got ready to set up the government, you had all of the states were slave states at that time, but you had eight that chose to abolish slavery. So now everybody within those states was declared a free man, and they were able to vote. The slave states, though, where eight states chose to remain slave states. So now it came time to establish the government after the Revolutionary War. They said, well, how are we going to set this up? They said, well, as far as the Senate, what we'll do is we'll take two senators from each state. That way every state has equal representation. Okay, then choosing the House of Representatives and choosing the president, the free states said, well, that should be done by popular vote. Okay, so the South or the slave states, the eight slave states, they protested that. They said, no. The situation is that you have more Europeans, the free states, than you have in the slave states. In the slave states, the majority of the population were the children of Israel who were enslaved, but they couldn't vote. So the free states said, well, look, you can't include the slaves as part of your voting population because you don't allow them to vote. They have no right to vote. So how can we include them? He said, they're merely your property. So if they are to be counted, then we in the free states, Ben Franklin said this, then we in the free states should be able to count our cattle because our cattle are our property. Slave states made an offer. So, well, what if we take once, you know, per slave, we only count them as 75%. The free states protested and said, no, that's far too much. So they came back with a counter offer. They said, well, look, we will count every slave as 25% of a vote. Then the southern states or the slave states protested and said, no, that's far too low. And they had considered 50%. You know, that a vote would be worth 50% of a vote. But the slave state said, well, no, that's too low, but let us try to come to a compromise. So they came up with the number 3/5. And it's based on the 3/5 number that we got the 3/5 compromise, and that's written into the history books. Okay? Now, on the 3/5 compromise is how the Electoral College is given delegates based on that formula, and the same thing with the House. And as a result of that, the numbers were set, the numbers were set for the Electoral College. So now the slave states, they don't really have to follow that formula because they already got the numbers. That meant that they have an opportunity to go in to suppress one-third of the vote of the children of Israel. That's where that voter suppression comes in. And that's why they're passing all of these bills to try to bring down that number. Okay? So, you know, these are the things that we face as the children of Israel, but unless you know who you are, then you have no understanding of the things that are going on around you. You know, so we are technically asleep because we don't understand who we are as people. See, this Bible was not given to the whole world. The Bible was given to the children of Israel first. This was our constitution. The first five books of the law was our constitution written by our founding father who named us. Okay, the name Israel is not a man-made name. That was given to our forefather Jacob, or Yaakov, after he wrestled with the angel, and the angel changed his name to Israel. And then Israel, or Jacob, went on to have 12 sons and all of the tribes that came out of them. So we are a multitude of people, okay? But we don't realize who we are. We're like the ox or the ox and the donkey. They know who they are, but we don't know who we are. And it's curious that Israel is compared to livestock in the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 3. And we were considered livestock or compared to livestock when they came up with the Three-Fifths Compromise. So make no mistake of who we are as a people, and the reason that we are persecuted is for the sake, when the scripture talk about for my name's sake, he's talking about for his purposes, okay? So Israel is being persecuted for his purposes so that he can, in the court of law of our Heavenly Father, argue our case. Okay? He is our counselor. That's what I call wonderful counselor. Because even in our imperfection, there is forgiveness. There is pardon. Doesn't mean that you didn't do anything wrong. It just means that you have been given a pardon for those things that you have done wrong throughout your life, either knowingly or unknowingly. Okay? But if you don't have that, if you don't have a counselor that is able to argue your situation before our Heavenly Father in his court, then you got a problem, okay? Because what can you give in exchange for your own soul? You know, but our King, Yahushua, we are his base, okay? And Psalms chapter 2 tells you that, okay? Because it said, why did the heathen rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Okay? Do you know what they're saying? It's saying that all of these rulers, all of these money people out here, all of these kings, legislators, counselors, it said they take counsel together against the Lord. Well, what does it mean when they say that? Because he said, I am the way, the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, no man cometh to the Father but by me. So, first of all, taking counsel together against the truth, okay, and against the anointed, the truth's anointed, which is us. We're the ones that are calling things out. We're calling it out as we see it. And we're not lying on the government. We're not lying on the people. We're talking about persecution, actual persecution that is coming towards us. So I don't know how much time I have on here, but I don't want to take all the time. But, you know, that's just a little sample.
Well, I thought it would be a great time to take questions and answers for, you know, those who have a question for you.
Okay.
What we're trying to do is to find out our way through this maze that we're in. We're being slaughtered every day. We're being poisoned in food and water supply, and
we're trying to figure out how to deal with this. So this is an opportunity for those of us who have questions about anything that you've heard, or you know, ideas about anything that you've heard. It's time for us to come together and sort these things out and come up with a solution based on what we, you know, what we're seeing and what we believe here.
Awesome.
So you want to, Antoinette, you there?
I'm here. Well, let me say one thing, because the answer is already written as well. I mean, I will still answer questions too. But in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, verse 1, it said, "And it shall come to pass, when all of these things have come upon thee, the blessing and the curse," speaking about the curse of chattel slavery, "which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations where Yahweh thy God have driven thee, and shalt return unto Yahweh thy God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thy heart, with all thy soul, that then Yahweh thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion on thee and will return." We always talk about the rapture. He said, "And will return and gather thee from all the nations where Yahweh thy God hath scattered thee. If any of thine be driven to the outermost parts of heaven, from thence will Yahweh thy God gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. And the Lord thy God will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thy heart and the heart of thy seed to love Yahweh thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. And Yahweh thy God will put on thee, will put all these curses on thine enemies and on them that hated thee, which persecuted thee. And shall return and obey the voice of Yahweh thy God to do all his commandments, this commandments which I command thee this day." Okay? And then it says, verse 10 and 11, "As thou hearken unto the voice of Yahweh thy God, he keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in his book of law, and if thou turn unto Yahweh thy God all thy heart and all thy soul. For this commandment which I command thee, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shalt say, who shall go up to heaven and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shalt say, who shall go over the sea for us to bring it unto us, that we may hear and do it. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth, thy heart, that thou mayest do it." Okay, so like I said, the experiences that we go through dealing with government and dealing with everyday life, you know, is a testimony to who we are as a people, and to it's a, also a fulfillment of the scriptures at the same time. But we don't realize it because we think we're African Americans, because we think that we're Americans, or we think we are Haitian, or we think we're Jamaican, or, well, you know, whatever nation that we may find ourselves in, okay? But collectively, we are none of those. We are the children of Israel, and we are our King Yahushua's base. You know, like you always hear about Donald Trump and his base, you know, that no matter what, they don't stray away from him. Well, our King Yahushua, we are his base. And we should not stray away from anything that he dictates for us, because he is the Alpha and the Omega. He's already written all of history. He already told you in the future what's coming. You know, we talk about we want reparation and everything, whereas we've already been promised reparations in Revelation's 21st chapter. When they talk about the city of New Jerusalem, a city that is not built by human hands, that has 12 gates to the city, the entrance of the city, and on each gate is the name of a tribe of Israel. This belongs to us. It's got our name on it, Okay, it ain't got the Gentiles' name on it. It don't have Rome on it. It don't have France, England, Spain, or none of those. It's got the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is what everything is all about. You know, you go through life thinking about the dealing with the society and with the government and, you know, everyday normal existence. But as you go through all that, ultimately, you have to come face to face with the real deal. The real deal is not this life, but the next. Okay? We all have to come face to face with eternity at some point. We are the children of Israel. Our Heavenly Father has already told us what he will give to us. And what he will give to you is far more than anything you could get from any government of this earth. None of these governments on this earth can pay you reparations for what your ancestors have gone through. They can't afford it. There is not that much worth and value in this earth. Okay? Only your Heavenly Father can restore you. But we keep struggling for our survival and our existence and, you know, for our children. But that being said, any questions?
Well, anyone that has a question or a comment, you can press the number one, and I will be happy to open up your line so you can ask your questions or give your comments. Brother John, now, in relation to what Jackson, Mississippi is going through right now,
okay.
I'm a Christian, but I understand not everyone is a Christian. So we're not going to have everyone that's going to turn and pray to Jehovah and ask him for his favor in assisting with, well, not assisting, but making all of this right. What do we do for right now, especially for those that are not faith-based believers? What should they do? What can we do as a whole?
First of all, you have to get your identity back. You know, as long as you don't know who you are, then you are still living in, you're still asleep, put it that way. See, when you sleep, there are things that are going on all around you, you know.
Yeah.
But you are blind to the fact because your mind And your eyes are shut, so there's no light coming into your body, and your mind is in another dimension, so to speak. Okay, that's the condition that we're in right now, because we see things going on around us, but we don't see the whole picture. We just see the shell game. We just see what they want us to see. You know, they tell us history, but they change the history. As we can see what happened in January 6th, everybody saw it, but, you know, now they come out with a lot of different things to change the history, and who knows, a generation or two from now, it'll be something totally different than what it actually was. But if you're asleep, all of that goes down and no one notices. But when you're awake, then you see everything that's going on around you. And you see this is not right, and you see that is not right, and you call these things out, you know. Suddenly, if you're awake, now what happens? You've gone through a process, and now you are woke, okay? Now, the word woke scares powers that be. They're afraid, and so what they do, they try and take that and intermingle that with their own political agenda to see how they can propagandize that in order to turn people away from that. But that's all satanic in nature and a lot of false accusation and untruths. Okay? Now, the children of Israel, just in order to survive, we have had to allow other entities, which we don't necessarily agree with, to become part of our voting block, more or less, you know, in order to try to get candidates that would be more sympathetic to the children of Israel, to their cause. Okay, but don't be misled that both the Democrats and the Republicans, they both come from the same households of Europeans. That's why our King Yahushua said when he comes with the truth, you know, when he comes, he said that he didn't come to bring peace, he came to bring a sword, because that sword is a sword of truth, and it cuts both ways, okay? And that's going to set father against son, mother against daughter, mother against daughter-in-law, as is in Scripture. Because you're going to have some that are siding with Democrats, you're going to have some that are siding with the Republicans, and then you have some that are just independents in the middle, okay? Don't want to side with either, because they think that the fringes, the outer fringes of both sides are both contaminated, whether you set against the children of Israel and Neo-Nazis and Ku Klux Klan and all that. You know, they specifically out against the children of Israel. And then on the other side, you know, you got homosexuality and all of these things, which the children of Israel were told to stay away from that too. But those are the only selections that they're giving you, because this is the devil's government. It's Satan's government. Our battle is not against the people. It's that the battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities and powers and rulers in high places, because Satan owns all of the governments of this earth. There's not one government out here that is not corrupt. There's corruption in every government, and we know that where corruption is, our Heavenly Father cannot dwell. Okay,
right.
So he's calling us out. He's telling us you need to change your mindset. When he says he's going to circumcise your heart, that's what he's saying. He's saying, I'm going to get all of that propaganda and junk away from you. You know, once you focus, once you set your heart and your mindset back to the fact that you're the children of Israel, and you're going to what your king asks you to do. And who is your king? Your king is Yahushua, a.k.a. Jesus. He said two things. He said, love your Heavenly Father with all your heart, soul, and mind. And then he said, love your neighbor as yourself. Because he knew that all of the constitution that was given to us in the scripture, in the old books of the Old Testament books of the law, well, we're not in the promised land right now, so how can we live according to our constitution in another man's land? Okay, we're not in the land that was promised to our forefathers. We're living in captivity. We're living under another man's roof. So we got to go, we try to exist according to the laws that they have, okay? But this is our struggle until we come to the understanding of who we are, that reality. And once that reality sets in, you're going to find that the Spirit of our Heavenly Father is going to open your eyes to a lot of things that are going on. But it's not for us to change. We can't change the these governments. You know, they're set. You know, they got so many games that they run because, you know, they're run by Satan. Okay? You got the leader of the GOP who can't tell the truth to save his soul. You know, so if he at the top is like that, and then you look at the base, you got a guy like Santos who's a habitual liar as well. So from the top to the bottom is a bunch of liars. So
yes, it is.
Those in between that have signed the NDA, the non-disclosure agreement, they gotta go along with it. So they're all devils. Okay? So this is what we face. And the more that you speak truth to them, you know, the more upset and angry they're going to be. Not that, you know, that they're going to listen and hear and do. They just become more angry. So we got to take this situation as the children of Israel go before your Heavenly Father. He's the one that changes. You know, in Revelation chapter 7, or chapter 3, verse 7, when he talks about the church of Philadelphia, he's talking about us. He's talking about you right here in the United States. you know, we are the Church of Philadelphia. And he told us, he said, this message was coming from him who opens doors and no man closes, and closes doors and no man opens. He's talking about our king. Now, our king can deal with the government. He can close a door and it will remain shut. Or he can open the door and it will remain open and no man can shut it. Okay? In politics as well. How do you think that it came about that the sons and daughters of Israel became the lead investigators of this past administration, the actions of this past administration, whether it be Brother Thompson or Fannie Hill or the brother and the sister in New York. You know, they're all the children of Israel, sons and daughters of Israel. And they bring a testimony. Now, the grand jury, they let these people off the hook, you know, because they all come from, like I said, they're all from the same families, the same family of Gentiles. They're all pagan worshipers. Only difference is they have incorporated our beliefs into their pagan beliefs. Okay, that's why they don't call God by his name. And that's why they call Jesus by the name Jesus, which is actually a term. It's just the son of Zeus. Okay? The original scriptures and the way that it was written, the names are there, Yahweh and Yahushua. Okay? But they changed the names because in order for these Gentiles to follow after the God of a people of color, you know, of people that they looked down on, they weren't going to accept that. So Caesar had to find a way to incorporate that into their religion, which is what he did, which is why we have all these patron saints and all of that within the church, you know, because they just took their gods and adapted them by giving them the name of the different disciples and everything, and they called them patron saints. But, you know, there's so much more to it. And like I said, I don't want to take up too much time, although I can get winded sometimes. But when the spirit, you got to speak.
Yes.
Well,
we have a person with their hand up. This is my co-host, but actually I'm his co-host.
Okay.
Brother Eddie. Okay,
greetings,
sorry,
that's greetings,
not brother.
Much love.
Oh, yes, it is.
Much love to the family. How's everybody doing this evening?
Wonderful.
Doing good. Doing great.
Yes, yes. I don't have anything to do but to add puzzle that we're in, family. Love you, Brother John. Love you, Brother John. For me, I'm into metaphysics and numerology. So I explain everything, and you basically gave bullet points on everything. I just using this occult language of English that we're using, I like to break it down with the numbers. So we see, as you said, who we are, even by the number, being able to connect the dots. So right quick. Understanding by the number, because even biblically they tell you, you know, if you take the name of the devil and even the number of the devil or the beast, see, and we don't know these numbers. That's why this is my part. So again, you talked about the beast. Well, beast is 21, 3. You talked about the devil. Devil is 21, 3. You talked about the darn government. Government is 39. 3 plus 9 is 12. 1 plus 2 is 3. That's why the government is part of the beast, part of the – woo, see, because – okay, let me continue because I don't want to get started. You said corruption. Corruption is 39. Again, 3. You talked about Apollo. Apollo is 12. The three. And we all know that these are arch deceivers, or better, liars than anybody. Lie is 12, the three.
Mm-hmm.
So getting to who we are, even with
Absolutely.
The numbers, see,
but
when you
funny.
Keep referring to us by number or word, which
also,
is the number, excuse me?
Let me put this out for your consideration as well.
Okay.
What is a number? Another name for a number is a digit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like one is a digit, two is a digit. Well, when they talk about the number of the beast, they're talking about the digital age. You know,
Correct.
We come into the digital age. And
Thank
if you,
you
notice, everything we do in society is becoming digitized so that no man can buy or sell except that they have a certain PIN code or whatever in order to get into the account. You see,
mm-hmm.
this is what's being set up by the devil. He's bringing all of this in so that once everybody's information is in, now he can bring attrition against those that he see are against him. Okay?
Yes.
So this is the age that we're going into.
I broke that down too, and again, it's all connected because real quick, as you said, what they're doing today, the digital age, well, digital is 31. Age is 13. The words we use that they've replaced the digital ages is the children of God. Children is 31. You keep saying children of Israel. Well, children is 31. God is 13. They replaced it with the digital age. See, we got to give back what they have replaced by number, God. See, even when we say the will of God's will comes up to 5:32. Well, Jesus Christ comes up to 59. It's a 5. 5 on it. See, 5 is in the atmosphere. Atmosphere is 4. It's English. English is 32 by the number, which is confusion. Confusion is 32. It's a game, as you mentioned. Game is 14. That's the 5. But we were on the 4 that you mentioned with the digital age. See,
mm-hmm.
by 4, God comes to 13. When we refer to everything by them in this system who wrote the Constitution, which by way is
man's law,
because Constitution is 52, which is 7,
the
law is
original.
7. So, yes, yeah, see, that's why they took that number 13. God, they knew that number. USA comes to 13. But as you mentioned, 13 original states. What so-called amendments did they free us with? It was the 13th and 14th ratified it, 13, 14.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you understand and see those numbers, that's pi. And pi keeps you in a loop. It keeps you in a circle. Circle is 23, that's 5. English has
okay.
us in a circle. Peating is garbage, not knowing who we are and what we are, for me, by the number, and that's just my part, to show us who we are by the number. They know who we are. We don't. That's why they have a word. We the only people in their so-called damn dictionary that has a word of fear behind who they say we are. Negrophobia. Ain't that a, let me stop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Again, that's another story.
But that's in Deuteronomy, too. He said he put the fear of Israel in all the nations of the earth. So, you know, they're afraid of us naturally. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because our Heavenly Father has put that in for our defense. Now, when we were in the Promised Land, it worked as defense against the nation. Nobody was going to come at us because they were scared of us. But now
mm-hmm.
that we're in exile, it's working against us because now, you know, they shoot first and ask questions later because they're afraid of us.
Mm-hmm.
They fear us. Okay? And we see that evident every day.
Which is more the reason that we should come together and organize so that we can address these issues the way you guys, where it's being addressed tonight. That
Absolutely.
We begin to understand the power that we have and how that power manifests itself in unity. We all have a role to play. We all have a piece of this puzzle. And we need to put these pieces together and stop allowing
the enemy to divide and separate us. They say they want to divide and conquer. Okay, well, the division is over, y'all. We're coming together, and we're going to deal with this with the power of the creator of the universe. And I'm just so glad that we've had this session tonight. Antoinette, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm taking notes. I'm here.
Well, you know, your king is waiting on you. Your king, Yahushua, is waiting on you. We are his base. He didn't step away from us. We stepped away from him.
Amen.
True.
But he's still waiting for us to get tired of the persecution that we're going through and turn back to him so he can deal with it. That's why he said the government shall be upon his shoulder. He didn't say on our shoulder. He says it's going to be on his shoulder. All we got to do is testify. He said, be wise as serpents. In other words, be wise as they are, but be gentle as doves. In other words, you know, you don't have to go out and fight and burn and loot and all of that kind of stuff. You don't have to do that. All you got to do is bring the matter before our Heavenly Father, and he's going to deal with it. You know, these kings of the earth, they set themselves and they think that they can do anything that they want. But not so. Our king, his first duty is to protect his base. That's why he told the disciples, the very first thing he told them, don't go to the Europeans. Or he said, don't go to the Gentiles. And don't go to the Samaritans, which was the children of Israel that had become Gentilized, if you can say it that way. Okay? But he said, don't go to them. He said, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He's talking about us.
Yeah.
We're his base. You know? And he is looking out for us first. You know? Then, because we're in exile throughout all the earth, the rest of the earth hear about the truth because we are there. So if any of them choose to believe, then they become engrafted into the family. But if they're engrafted into the family, they're not going to be set against the children of Israel. They're not going to be persecuting the children of Israel. They're going to be trying to help the children of Israel, because there is a verse in the scripture that says when they come before our King Yahushua, he said many came before him saying, Lord, Lord, and he told them, depart from me, thou workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Okay?
Yeah.
So he said he never knew them, even though they was crying, Lord, Lord. Because they were crying, Lord, Lord, but their hearts, their understanding, their knowledge was far from him. They were set against the children of Israel. They were set against black folks. These folks are running around talking about they're born again, Christian, saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, but they don't like black folks. They see a black man walk through their neighborhood, they run and get their gun ready to gun them down. But yet they claim, God's gun and country, which is a lie in itself, unless the God that they serve is satanic. Okay, because that's the only God that would tell them to take a gun. You know, our Heavenly Father told us, he said, love your neighbors or love your enemies. Be good to them that hate you so that they can understand who you are. They say, hey, no, he's the children of the Most High. And it's hard to hate someone that is constantly trying to do good for you. Although they managed to do that against us, but you know, their heart is not right anyway. So, but we can't be like them. We got to circumcise our mindset away from this, these different forms of government that they talk about. There's only one government that we should be concerned about, and that's the government of our Heavenly Father.
Yes, I agree. We have some callers that had their hands up. I'm going to take the next caller, Erico 404.
Hey, Yehudu, Antoinette, and Brother Ray. Hey, I want to thank my man Tariq. Yeah, my brother,
that's
you're right
Tariq.
On the money, man.
Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. I said Tariq, thank me. He told me that y'all was on. I had to give him a number. I know that that's John and that's Brother Ray, all right? But,
yes.
My brothers, hey, you right on the money, John. Yes, ma'am. Well, Yehudu to Lottie Dottie and everybody on the line. Okay? My point is,
okay.
Look what happened, what was that, 2 days ago, man? Okay, what happened 2 days ago? 2 days ago, my black people still celebrating that Lupercalia crap I'm about to cuss, man. Okay? So we real Israel, man. They still look at what their damn Valentine's is, man. People still, you got to come out of her and quit doing that, man. I try to tell my people, do not celebrate no Lupercalia. And they ask me, what is Lupercalia? I say, you looking up and see, we ain't supposed to celebrate none of they doggone holidays, man.
Exactly.
So, you right, brother. That's what I've been trying to tell my people, exactly what you say, man. Because ever since 2017, I found out who we was, and I just started doing the laws and the commandments and the statutes. Because they done jacked
Absolutely.
Up the Bible, man. They took out 45 books of the Bible, man. And the words they left in the Bible is basically curse words, man. Even the sun is a curse word because it's real supposed to be the greater day by night. And at nighttime, the moon is the lesser light by night. So anyway,
yeah,
I just do the commandments.
The moon,
you
evening
right on the
and the morning were the first
yourself.
Day.
Yes, sir. Said
the
and so,
evening
bro,
and the morning make up a day. And
yes,
there's
so,
no that Christmas that they have for the 25th is actually worshiping the worshiping Mithros.
Nimrod.
And the
winter right,
solstice.
Nimrod.
And
do not bow down
you know,
to
they,
no tree, man. People bow down to the tree,
the
man. Don't
and,
for what Jeremiah say. Don't bring no tree outside and put in your house. Anyway, it's fun to be alive. I'll let you go ahead and talk, man. It's fun to be alive because what you know we are? Hey, see, he only going to get a remnant, man. So what he doing now is he's getting the temple together. The temple is us. We the temple, man. So the best
All
thing I did was get
out the truth. And,
that's
and
it, brother.
Up
and that's
the people
it.
Because
we in the day of judgment, man. Everything we used to do ain't working, man. Not working. But the Most High, that's it. I leave it like that, man. Peace and bless. I know y'all. I mute myself.
Okay, right. Thank you. Our other caller, I guess they dropped. Okay.
Yeah, one thing on that, what were you saying?
Go ahead, Brother John.
No, I was saying that our caller had dropped.
Oh, okay. One thing about the holiday that they call Christmas was the worship of Mithras, which was part of the winter solstice, and what they did, it was a week of festivities, and throughout that week, they gave gifts to each other. Okay?
Yeah.
So when I tell you about the Romans incorporating our beliefs, or some of them, into their laws, you know, they appropriated some things from our beliefs into their law. And and so we end up with a lot of these different holidays. Even January 1st, they say that's New Year. But according to the scripture, or at least for Israel, it said that April the 1st is the New Year. Okay?
Right.
But now
yeah.
in this society, they say April 1st is April Fool. So they
yeah.
call us fools, you know. But April
yeah.
marks the beginning
them.
Of summer.
Yeah, they think
the beginning of spring. So, so the beginning of spring is the beginning of the year, you know.
Yes.
When life is renewed, reborn, you know, you come out of the dead of winter, the leaves, the trees have no leaves on it, but in spring, you see the leaves start to come out. You see the shoots
Somewhere.
Start
yes.
to come up out of the grass. Okay. This is the beginning
yes.
of the year. Okay.
Yes.
But the Roman Empire, they changed dates and times and even changed from the Sabbath to Sunday. And this is what we're caught up in. But our Heavenly Father said that he's going to circumcise us from, circumcise all of that from us. In other words, he's going to cut all away, he's going to cut all of that away from our psyche. Get us back to the understanding
the
of who we are. Once you are ebbing and flowing in the truth, and knowing who you are, you know, you can speak to your Heavenly Father all the time. And he's going to show you things. He's going to open your eyes to things that you didn't realize were going on around you. You know, you will be woke, okay? So when these folks, there's a difference between our woke and the politicians' woke, okay? They use it as a means mm-hmm. to keep you asleep, okay? And when they talk about CRT, okay, CRT is actually critical righteous teaching, you know, because the things that are institutionalized as a testimony to the things that were written in the scripture would be brought against the children of Israel and have been not only presently but even in the past. That's why in the scripture in Matthew chapter 24, he said, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets that were before you. So in other words, this thing is like history. It repeats itself and has repeated itself over the generations. It's just the stage was changed. We were born into this stage of the game, okay? When we came into this world, when we were born into this world, we did not have to experience what they went through at the crossing when they were brought out of Al-Kabulon, Africa, here to this hemisphere. We didn't go through that portion of the persecution, but still it's part of our history, you know. But this is the arena. This is the stage. This is, if it ain't the final act, it's close to the final act before this whole play comes to an end, like it said in Revelations in chapter 11, verse 15, when it said that the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Heavenly Father. In other words, it's the big takeover. You got all the, if you look at throughout history, it's been warfare after warfare, one nation fighting after another. Even now, even today, you got Russia to want to take over Ukraine. You got fighting in Syria. You got fighting on the continent of Al-Kabulon. You got fighting rumors of wars in the Far East. All of these, everybody's fighting over land and territory when all of that is for vanity. There's nothing to gain from all of that because we don't own anything. Putin don't own anything. He ain't going to be here forever. You know, he going to get called into eternity. No, none of these people own anything, and they're out here just slaughtering and taking people's lives indiscriminately. Okay? But at some point in time, all of that is going to come to a halt. And our king, don't forget, we are his base. Our king and us, we are going to inherit the governments of this earth. Okay? That's what it said. Okay? He said the kingdoms of the earth are become the kingdoms of our king, Yahushua. Because he has been given that right. If you read in Psalms chapter 2, he said, ask and I will give you the earth and its the earth as an inheritance. Okay? Talking about our king. And we are his base. We are his anointed. The governments of the earth, they all get together and stand against the truth. They create conspiracy theories. They create different lies against the anointed, against the children of Israel, you know, against the truth, against the Lord and his anointed. We are his anointed. Now, what does the anointing mean? Now, from a standpoint of a shepherd who that has a flock of sheep, what he does is he will take oil. And he will put oil around the eyelids of the sheep. And he'll take oil and he'll put it around the ears of the sheep. He'll take oil and he'll put it around the nose of the sheep. And what that oil does is it prevents parasites from infecting the sheep, which may cause the sheep to become sick and die. So that's why they are anointed. That's how he cares for the sheep. We are our Heavenly Father's anointed. Okay, we have been anointed where we can see the things that are being brought on against us. You know, they think it's because of the color of the skin, but it's a lot deeper than that. It's because we are the children of Israel. But we see the persecution because it's being brought against us. We hear the persecution because it's been spoken against us. You see? So we are the anointed. We are the ones that have the most understanding to the world that, you know, things are not right here. There's an inequality here. But we're not going to be able to change these governments because they are satanically controlled. But we can bring our petition to our Heavenly Father, and he will deal with them. If he got to call one out of the world. You know, you read the next morning in the paper that somebody had a stroke or something, and they're no longer on the scene. Our Heavenly Father had that power to do whatever he got to do in order to bring relief to his flock. And we are his flock. We are his base. So of all the tribes of the earth, Israel is my lot. Okay? So that we have, and this is what I stand on. And I have a conversation with the Holy Spirit every day. You know, he's showing me things that were visible right there in plain sight, but I never saw it. Because until you get the anointing, you don't see it, you know. But your Heavenly Father will show you. Just like Paul when he was on the road to Damascus. He thought he was doing the right thing, you know. But he encountered our King Yahushua. And our King Yahushua caused the blindness to come over him. Then you got to go to the city and see Ananias and have him pray for you. And that's what Paul did. And from that point on, his sight returned, but he saw things in a much different manner than he used to. He said, I used to stand there and hold the coats while they persecuted my fellow brothers. He said, but after that encounter, his mindset was circumcised to trust and to love our King Yahushua, a.k.a. Jesus, but his true name is Yahushua. And yeah. I love the name Yahushua because it shows respect for the king. Jesus is like a nickname. You know, if you're going to call King Charles of England King Charles, you call him by his name. Ain't nobody saying, hey, Chuck, King Chuck. You call him by his name. So how can we give more respect and credibility to an earthly king and not give to our Heavenly Father and to his only begotten Son, who is our king, the King of Israel? So I much prefer the name Yahushua. Is there any other questions?
Okay, anyone, if you have a question or a comment, press the number one, and I'll be happy to bring you in.
Well, I think, brother, I think you made it very clear. I think those who had some questions were probably already answered during your presentation.
Oh,
well,
I'm
that's
sorry,
how the
brother,
Spirit works.
Yes, it's great. It's good news, and I just pray that the participants and listeners to this program will think about what you heard, and you know that's what the drum call is. We're calling on the Holy Spirit. We're calling on Yeshua to answer our prayer, and our prayer is to help stop slaughter of the children of Israel.
Absolutely.
That's exactly.
Hey, Brother Ray, we got one more play to go, man. This test, we're in a day of judgment, man, because it's going to be more and more people falling out, man. So now it's going to be a test. Everybody's day of judgment, man. But if
we'll
cover, like, yeah, it's already written, man. Okay, mm-hmm. This is testing.
Well,
whatever we used to do not working, man. I'm telling y'all, going to be one more nasty play coming along, man. And it's a test.
Can I be heard?
Get ready.
Well, it said the rapture will not come until the children of Israel have been given time to turn back to him and to assume their rightful heritage. In fact, that's what's going to cause the king to return. He said, if after you've gone through the blessing and the curse and you've taken the time to consider your condition in the lands where you have been driven and understand why you were going through the things that you've gone, and you cut all of that propaganda and everything that has been taught to you over the past away, and just hone in on the truth, what you find in the scripture, which the promises that were made to Israel. He said, then I'll gather you from all the nations where I've driven you. He didn't say the U.N. was going to do it. He didn't say the United States was going to do it. He didn't say any entity on the face of this earth was going to do it. He said, I will return and gather you from all the nations. And he sent his angels out to gather us from all the nations where we have been driven. And that's the story of the prodigal son, too. Because he had the man that had two sons. One of them asked for his inheritance and went out and squandered it among the world, ended up in the pig pen. The other son stayed home. But this is the story of Abraham and the two branches of his family. Because the one that stayed home was Ishmael. And the branch of Isaac was the one through which Israel came, and Israel squandered away their inheritance, trying to mix with the Gentiles and began to worship false gods and all of that type of thing of the Gentiles, and ended up in the Gentiles' pig pen eating food that was being thrown to the pigs. And then the scripture said that when he came to his senses, he said, wait a minute, my father at home is rich. He said, at least if I return back home, I can tell father, you know, that I have sinned. And, you know, if he just let me be a doorman at the door, it's going to be much better than living in the pig pen. Okay? And so he began to make a journey back towards the father. He said, but the father saw him way off in the distance. He didn't wait till the son got back to the doorway. He saw him off in the distance. He sent his servants out. He said, take a robe, put the robe on, and put a ring on his finger, and bring him home, and we're going to slay the fatted calf, and we're going to have a banquet, because that son I thought was dead is still alive. Okay? This is us. He's talking about the children of Israel in their current state. We are that prodigal son. But now we're beginning to come to the, you know, we're still in the pig pen right now, in the pig pen of all of these different nations. And but now we're starting to come to the understanding of who we are as a people and say, wait a minute, our father, our king, you know, is rich. And it's like he owns this entire earth. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. They belong to our Heavenly Father. Now we begin to set our mind back on returning back to the Father. Okay? And as we return, our Heavenly Father, he's not going to wait until we get there. He's going to send messengers. Messengers like Brother Fontroy. Messengers like myself and others that I know. To bring out the robe and put the ring back on your finger to let you know, hey, you are somebody. You belong to our King Yahushua. Don't worry about these Gentiles. Don't worry about these folks out here and say they're born again. They are Christian in name only. Okay? You get yourself together. Stay focused on your Heavenly Father and on the King that he has set over us. You know, we picked King Saul, but King Saul wasn't good. You know, it wasn't good for Israel. So our Heavenly Father established a king from the line of David, and that king is Yahushua. He's our king, and we are his main focus, then the rest of the world, but us first, okay? So, you know, with that, I hope that many of you continue to journey back to the truth. I know there's a great falling away from the church because the craziness that is being preached in the church about prosperity and all of that kind of stuff is just another form of trying to integrate into the system of the Gentiles, okay? For which our Heavenly Father is saying, you know, no, stay away from that, you know, because you render unto Caesar what belongs to him, but give unto Yahweh the things that belong to Yahweh, and we belong to Yahweh. They can have the government, and I'm not worried about the money and all of that kind of stuff, because they say the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. So, you know, your Heavenly Father is not going to send you out begging for bread. He's going to make sure that come what may, you have what you need in order to continue, you know, no matter what situation you may face, okay? You know, sometimes you look at finances and you got more bills than you got money at the end of the month, and you're wondering, well, you know, how am I going to get through this? And always something comes about, you know, in a way that you did not plan, so that you know that it was not because of you, but it was because your Heavenly Father was looking out for you, saw that you were in need of something. Or it may be something that you wanted, but our Heavenly Father denied that to you because he felt that in the long run it might corrupt you or hurt you or lead you to premature destruction or whatever. You know, you have to trust in your Heavenly Father, and he's going to make sure you have what you need. You know, he's going to give you your daily bread.
Can I be heard, Pastor?
Yes, you can be heard, Brother Eddie.
Right quick, I just want to add this to it. And I meant to tell you at the very beginning, Brother John, beautiful lesson for tonight. But your connection to everything that you're talking about is that number of God. God number is 13. John comes to 13. You have a message. Message is 31. You are a messenger, which is 41. The four and the five, metaphysics, or God in Christ, or as they say, the second coming of Jesus Christ. Well, for us, what is that? Who will inherit the earth? I think it says the meek and the righteous. Meek, 14, and righteous is 49. That's
okay.
That.
But keep this in mind. When R.K. Yahushua was delivering this address, he was speaking solely to the children of Israel. He wasn't talking to the Romans and the Gentiles of that region, because they had their own gods. They did not believe in the God of Israel.
So that's
okay?
My point.
So this was not going out to all the earth. This was a message to our ancestors and to us of this generation. You know, because our history is passed down from generation to generation as well. It comes to us, okay? Mm-hmm. But others have tried to appropriate it and take it to as though it belonged to someone else. That's why when you see what they call Israel now over in the Middle East is not necessarily biblical Israel, although there are many of those that believe in those scriptures that they read and they have been engrafted, but they are not greater than Israel, okay? They've just been engrafted into our line, okay? But even they are persecuted. They are persecuted by their Gentile brothers because they believe the same thing that we believe. Okay? So there's a lot to it. But, you know, when the scriptures are given, we have to consider that it's not given to all the earth. It's given mm-hmm. to the children of Israel. It's given to African-American, Africans of the diaspora. Those I can say for sure because these are the people who were brought here to this continent by ship and in bondage in the manner that the scripture said. So those people, there's no question who they are. May have questions for all the rest of the world. But those people in particular, the people that call themselves African American, those that are throughout this Western Hemisphere and Caribbean, we know for sure, absolutely positive, that they are of the children of Israel. Now, we may not know what tribes we came from, and I believe that only our Heavenly Father knows the tribes that we come from. But we are part of that equation of Israel.
Oh, yeah, that's again, number. I don't disagree.
When you think about numbers, there's a whole book dedicated entirely to numbers.
To numbers, and in the Bible, what is that?
The Old Testament.
What is that book? It's the fourth book in the Bible. 4:13 is God. I'm just giving my part in the numbers that these words of English we don't recognize, just like the second coming. What is the actual second coming? Well, what are we giving? It's called the truth, baby. Second coming comes to what? 40 in the truth.
For the true and the faithful.
It's the four. God is, or 13, the four, as the words that we've been given, we're just giving them back. Their words, but with the truth, baby, with the spirit of God coming through the words that we speak. We are the living word.
Absolutely. We're the testimony. That's why you say, for my name's sake. Well, we're saying things, we're saying for the sake of truth being known to all, okay? Not just on this earth, in their courts, before their governments and synagogues and everything, but also before the heavenly hosts. You know, because they ultimately have the ultimate word. You know, just like in this country, you say, well, once it goes through the Supreme Court, you know, there's no higher court to decide an issue. But there is one higher court that's higher than the Supreme Court, and that's the court that our Heavenly Father runs, and that is the most supreme court. There is no other court above that one. Okay, so the things that they do in the Supreme Court, I ain't worried about that either. Things they do in the appellate courts and all of that, you know, they all going to be judged according to their works. Mm-hmm. But when I got a situation, I take it before the heavenly courts, you know, because we as the children of Israel have been given that right. You can go before your king and bring your praise, and you also bring your concerns. And your king is going to hear you because he loves you. He loves you so much, he laid down everything that he had to sacrifice himself for you just so he could give you a pardon. You know? And, you know, we're not perfect on this earth. You know, we're all fallible men and women. We all, you know, we'd be strong, and sometimes we come up short. You know, just like Peter walked day by day with our king. But when the government was pressing on him, like, oh, you knew this guy, didn't you? You know, Peter denied it 3 times. And then the cock crowed, and Peter remembered what the king told him. He said that, you know, you're going to go through these things. He said, but I have already prayed for you. You know, he's already giving you a pardon. Okay, so we live under a pardon, not that we are so greater or that we are so righteous or whatever. It's just that we know the situation that we're in. We know that we're not in the land that was promised to our forefathers. We know that we're subject to the laws of the oppressors that we live under. But yet and still, we try to keep a righteous mindset and try to do right according to that we are able to do, okay? You know, we still love our Heavenly Father. We still love our King Yahushua. And we love our neighbor. And we love our enemies to a certain extent, okay? And this is what our Heavenly Father asks of us. And then when we go before him, he already knows you. And he knows what you've been through. Especially if you've been talking with him every day, you know, Spirit of our Heavenly Father is going to be on you. You know, even to the point that people that you don't know, they find favor with you because they know that the Spirit of our Heavenly Father rests on you. And that's a good place to be in, you know. So it is not about money and fame and fortune. All of that is fleeting, and you know, it's just vanity, you know. But the person that comes to know our King Yahushua and our God Yahweh, you know, you far ahead of the game. You know, you've elevated yourself above the shell game that's going around, that's keeping people in living in darkness and captivity of sin and scorn and reproach, and you know that's all that they have to offer. They any little thing to come up, they got something they want to get mad about, or something they want to bring scorn about, especially if they can be brought against the children of Israel. We see it. You know, but that's the situation that we are in. But our Heavenly Father understands it fully. He just wants you to understand it fully during this so-called Black History Month. And the whole reason you got the Black History Month is because things were not being said. Things were not being taught about the suffering of the children of Israel. But your Heavenly Father, who opens doors and no man closes, and closes doors and no man opens, made sure that this became a holiday so that these things could be brought out of Israel. Okay? So it's been a pleasure to, you know, to be able to talk with everyone. And if anyone has
thank
any...
Thank you.
But John, we're gonna do this again. And I appreciate you so much. Thank you, my brother.
Good pleasure.
Taking your time.
Yes, thank
and,
you so much.
I hope that the listeners heard you, and we'll get another chance to do some questions and answers, and we'll get better organized, my brothers and sisters, to address these issues collectively, and continue on to reach out to the Creator of the universe, the Giver and Sustainer of all life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm just so grateful that this friendship is this kinship that we have on this show, on Antoinette's show, is such that we turn to each other and we listen to one another, and then we spread that word. So you will be hearing from us again, and we'll be continuing to organize, and hope that you would join the drum call every Sunday.
Yes, every Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah. Reach out to the Heavenly Father. Say what you have to say, because you listen to you when you hit that drum, that heartbeat. He listens
mm-hmm.
to you. And he listens to each and every one of us. So don't think that somebody got to carry the message for you. You carry your own message. And you speak your own truth. You speak what you feel. And I'm just so grateful that we got that kind of a creator that will hear our cry and hear our call. So, John, thank you again. Sister Antoinette, you got any closing words?
No, I'd like to thank you, Brother John, for being with us and for enlightening us on the scriptures and the history of it and how we can use it today to combat all of these things that are coming up against us as a people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I'd like to thank Ray and thank Ms. Antoinette for allowing me to be part of your broadcast this evening. And on behalf of our Heavenly Father and on of our King Yahushua, I wish you, you know, great
now, wait a minute, we have a caller with their hand up. So I'm sure they have a question or something for you. Just a moment, please. Area code 706.
Good evening, Sister Antoinette. Good evening, Brother Ray. Good evening, Brother
Eddie.
Good
evening, Brother Kwame.
Thank us, Brother John. You know, I've been listening to the show, and I had my hand up, and I took it back, and I put it up, and I took it back. You know, and some parts of what to each person I always believe is that what's truth for someone is that the only vowel in the word truth is what?
You.
You. So that's what I had to understand in my decisions is that, you know, this is his truth, and this is what we have to understand and allow. And the part for me is I had to even flash back to it, and I'm getting ready to go online and see if I can find it. Remember the movie Brother John with Sidney Poitier?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Right. And that is very symbolic and what he carries that name of Brother John, because what Brother John came to do is he came in to fix, and he did it in such a way. But I got to go back over that movie. And, you know, I'm in some agreement because, you know, the children of Israel and the teachings about the children of Israel, and I'm glad you went to the people in Israel, is because I look at planet is filled with human beings, and this tribal or the culture of religion brought about a division in masses of places on the planet. And the thing is that I see it as the human beings and the indigenous people here did not have at the time that before the time of even the Exodus till the children came into being, there were people and cultures and humans doing and living with honoring Creator. And so I look at it as, okay, that's one part, but is there anything before that? And what is before that book? What is before that person was born? And what were the things in which was going up on this planet, this Mother Earth? And so there were nations and people that were here before and honoring because the Creator is still allowing us to get it right. Thank you, you know, for what you shared.
Okay, Brother Kwame, thank you so very much, brother.
All right.
We're going to do another one of these, and it's going to even get larger. More and more people will hear the word and begin to understand it better, which would mean that we will have more at the drum call, at the sweat lodge, and all of the things that we're doing to try to cleanse and bring our people together. So thank you for that, man. Sister Antoinette, you still there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Well, I'm going to close us out with a song by Brother Ray, y'all. And this is a beautiful song.
Uh-oh.
So I want to close us out with that. And this is just beautiful, Brother Ray. I truly loved it. Okay, y'all.
It was such a lovely day. The sun was shining bright. A gentle wind was blowing my way. Not a dark cloud was in sight. Suddenly, without storm surrounds my life, my life. But even in the storm, I can feel a calm.
Brother Ray.
Thank you so much. I didn't know that. You snuck attacked me on that one. Don't you call it sneak attack? Thank you.
I didn't know
that
you could sing
beautiful.
Like that.
So we're going to
Brother
Eddie finish
here?
That.
Brother Ray.
Yes.
Brother Eddie was talking to you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, I didn't know that you could sing like that.
Well, thank the Lord. Oh, God, it ain't me. I'm just doing what he asked me.
Yeah, keep that up.
Yeah.
That's be. Just beautiful.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that. He's still trying.
Yeah.
The young lady with me was Bishop Margaret Reynolds. She used to be with Casey and the Sunshine Band. And she's the head of Revelation Seed, a gospel group. And she is a soloist of her own, and she's getting ready to release some new songs, as I am as well. So,
great.
Yes, and I look forward to it.
Well,
that's really good, because that was just beautiful.
Thank you so very much, and thank you, Brother Ed. We all got something to add to this equation, every one of us, so let's do our thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, brothers and sisters. I'm going to put my face on a pillow.
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank everyone for being with us for this alert show. Well, don't forget Drive Bones on Sunday for the Helios Filios at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget Brother Ray at 3. Pardon me?
Can I also put in, I do an online radio program every Sunday at 1 o'clock, and it's on thegreatfm.com. That's thegreat8fm.com, Big Mike Rewind.
VARGM.com.
DAGR8.
DAGR8. Uh-huh.
Right. TheGreatFM.com. DAGR8FM.com.
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
We'll be doing a continuation more or less, because I sort of gave you a little bit of the lessons that we've been doing this week, and I'll be continuing that on Sunday. So if you have some
okay,
time,
good.
1 o'clock, then tune in. It's for an hour.
P.M. We're drumming. No matter where you are in the world, at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, we're drumming with Brother Ray to lift every voice.
Okay. Great. Join in.
With Kim Weston.
Yes. Yes, with Miss Kim. And next Wednesday, Brother Eddie and I should be back. So
next Wednesday?
Yes.
At
yeah,
what
Brother
time?
Eddie and I do a show on Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay. Okay.
And Brother Ray, you have to let me know when we're going to do this again.
Okay.
Well, I'm available whenever you need me, you know, because I got, you know.
Okay, great.
What they say, a workman is, you said a workman is something to his pay, you know. You said, you know, if you want to have any problem to pay you, you got to get out there and work.
That's
required. So,
yeah,
I don't charge or anything. I don't ask for donations or anything. I just choose to, like Paul said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto you. So, I'm in the same position. I don't have a lot of silver and gold to work with, but that's not my concern. My concern is to bring to you as the Heavenly Father and His Spirit give to me. You know, so we share and share alike.
Yes, and
like
I truly appreciate you. Yes.
Like the two loaves and the five fish fed 5,000. So, you know,
yeah.
I take the little bit I have and hopefully be able to do the same, 5,000 or more.
Yes, well, I certainly appreciate it. I truly, truly do. And I look forward to when you can come back and join us again.
Just let me know when you need me, and I'll be there.
All right. Well, thank you. We'll have to get with Brother Ray, and we'll discuss it.
Absolutely. Okay, I'm going to have to tune out because I still got some deadlines I got to take care of. You know,
thank you for being with us.
All right. And thanks,
Brother
Ray.
Have a good
I'll be in
you.
Touch.
Brother Ray?
It.
Oh, okay. There he is.
Yeah. I'm here. I said, you know it, my brother. You know, we stay in touch all the time, anyway.
Yeah. All right, Brother Ray. Well, I thank you for bringing this about, and we should talk again. Have a good evening,
please.
Everyone. Say good night.
Good night, my love. Mama Paris, I hope you call me. Mama Paris, call me.
Pardon me?
I was telling Mama Paris to call me. I've been trying to
reach
her.
Oh, okay.
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 Back when Eisenhower was the president, golf courses is where most of his time was spent. So I never really listened to what the president said because in general I believed that the general was politically dead. But he always seemed to know when the muscles were about to be flexed. Because I remember him saying something, mumbling something about a military industrial complex. Americans no longer fight to keep their shores safe. Just to keep the jobs going in the arms-making workplace. And then they pretend to be gripped by some sort of political reflex. But all they're doing is paying dues to the military-industrial complex. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. The military and the monetary get together whenever they think it's necessary. They turn our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet to a cemetery. The military and the monetary use the media as intermediaries. They are determined to keep the citizens secondary. They make so many decisions that are arbitrary. We're marching behind the commander-in-chief who was standing under a spotlight shaking like a leaf. But the ship of state had landed on an economic reef, so we knew he was going to bring us messages of grief. The military and the monetary were shielded by January and was storming into February. brothers potbelly generals as luminaries. 2 weeks ago I hadn't heard of the sumbitch. Now all of a sudden he's legendary. They took the honor from the honorary. They took the dignity from the dignitary. They took the secrets from the secretary. But they left the bitch an obituary. The military and the monetary from thousands of miles away in a Saudi Arabian sanctuary had us all scrambling for our dictionaries because we couldn't understand the fucking vocabulary. Yeah, there were some smart bombs, but there were some dumb ones as well. Scared the hell out of CNN in that Baghdad hotel. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. War in the desert sometimes sure is scary, but they beamed out the war to all their subsidiaries. Tried to make so damn insane a worthy adversary, keeping the citizens secondary, scaring old folks into coronaries. The military and the monetary from thousands of miles in the Saudi Arabian sanctuary kept us all wondering if all of this was really truly necessary. We've got to work for peace. Peace ain't coming this way. If we only worked for peace, if everyone believed in peace the way they say they do, we'd have peace. The only thing wrong with peace is that you can't make no money from it. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. They've turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet into a cemetery. We've got to work for peace. Peace ain't coming this way. We should not allow ourselves to be misled by talk of entering a time of peace. Peace is not the absence of war. It is the absence of the rumors of war and the threats of war and the preparation for war. Peace is not the absence of war. It is a time when we will all bring ourselves closer to each other, closer to building a structure that is unique within ourselves because we have finally come to peace within ourselves. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. Get together whenever they think it's necessary. They have turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning parts of the planet into a cemetery. What you gonna do? Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. What you gonna do? We hounded the Ayatollah religiously, bombed Libya, and killed Gaddafi's son hideously. We turned our back on our allies, the Panamanians, and saw Ali North selling guns to the Iranians, watched Gorbachev slaughtering Lithuanians. We better warn the Amish, they may bomb the Pennsylvanians. The military and the monetary. Get together whenever they think it's necessary. They have turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet into a cemetery.
They got folks out there working for war. Make a whole lot of money, start a little trouble, it's war. Turn this planet into north and south, it's war. Start a few rumors over there, make money with a war.
Say it to yourself.
I believe we got to work for peace. Peace ain't gonna be free. We got to work for peace.
But it's a matter of fact that there are thousands of children all over the world in Asia and Africa and South America who need our help. When they start talking about 55 cents a day and 70 cents a day, I know a lot of folks feel as though that's not really any kind of contribution to make, but we have to give up a dollar and a half just to get in the subway nowadays. Song about tomorrow and about how tomorrow can be better if we all, each one reach one, each one try to keep one.
Nobody can do everything, but everybody can do something. Everyone must play a part. Everyone's got to go to work. Work for peace.